Hello, Slam Jammers. It's been a little minute since we caught up, and what can I say? We've been busy. Colin's blown out his knee, Ty won gold in paddle, and my wife popped out a kid. On today's show, we're going to recap the PPA MLP event that went down on the Gold Coast, our hometown, where the Southeast Asia Surge were triumphant. We're going to be talking about who were the standouts during the tournament, how the hell Coach K not only went as courtside MC, but also taking a shot in the commentary booth alongside me. What went down when Coach K and I played against seven-time US Open champ and Brisbane breaker Kyle Yates, as well as new Western Vipers star Shelby Bates, who joined us all the way from
US and A, greatest country in the world.
We've also got People Who segment. We'll be previewing the next PPA MLP stop in Vietnam. And we've locked in the date for Slam Jam 2024, the best goddamn tournament in Australia, with some exciting details to share with you about what you can expect there. So let's get into it. Slam Jam with Coach K, tying down. Rippling up the court, bringing the rhythm and mad fun. Learning, playing, and laughing, we never stop. Pickleball podcast, taking it to the top.
To the top. The cup, dropping knowledge. Coach K in the building. Welcome, my friend.
Yeah. Good to be back. It has been a while. We've seen some amazing games of pickleball, especially here on our home territory. Can't wait to dig in about all those games and let everyone know about the exciting Slam Jam event we got coming up.
Mate, first things first, tell me about your knee. What's happened?
Right, it's called a bucket handle tear on my meniscus. Only professional athletes get it, and looks like I have scheduled in some surgery on the 8th of October, and I'll be out for 6 weeks, but hopefully by summertime 2025, I'll be back ready to go.
Whew. Does that mean for the grudgy?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never done a knee before.
We need to get the calendar out. We need to do some color coding and figure out when is your window of coming back, because I'm worried. I'm worried here.
I know. I mean, imagine Ty is all the way in Bali playing paddle. He's out. He's not even pickler anymore. And now I'm about to be sidelined for 6 weeks. But you know me. It's tough to keep me off those courts.
Well, I saw you actually the other day.
You shouldn't have not been playing.
That'll be coming up in People Who actually a little later on. But we did see you wearing the Doc Marten knee brace.
Yes, he's inspired me.
Yeah.
I think he's inspired a nation with that.
And you did execute an Ernie. So, I mean, there's plenty of dog in you, eh?
There's still a bit of dog. It's tough. My mind says don't, but then my body just says go for it.
Love that, mate. Love that. And on the other end, the cable connecting Australia to Indonesia via Bali, it's none other than Ty Iturolde.
What's happening, boys? What's happening, Slam Jam fam? It is good to be back, although not in the flesh. I will say my view is far superior to yours, and my tan is probably the best it's ever been.
Ooh, I don't know.
Maybe.
Prove it.
What do you think?
You know, you look a bit more red than brown, to be quite fair, mate. But, I mean, yeah, we expect that you'll have a pretty decent tan. You're coming back, though. You're back on the 1st of October, yeah?
I am, yeah. No, I'm actually really looking forward to it. I got to get this paddle-ness out of me and get back into the pickleball scene. I'm super stoked, and I've actually, you know how we all have, like everyone has multiple pickleball chats? I've kind of tuned back into those. I'm trying to see what's going on with our little crew, who's winning games, who's playing well. So I'm like, I'm feeling like I'm ready to get back in, man. I just miss everyone.
Well, you have been playing a little pickleball in the last 3, 4, 5 days, haven't you? Because right now the tournament over there is happening in Bali. Tell us a little bit more about your next couple of days, please.
World Championships.
Mm-hmm. So, defending a title or not?
Okay, so yes, we are defending the plus 35 World Championship. And so that was much anticipated, which is interesting when you walk into the Sanur La Liga. And they had this red carpet roped off, and I noticed people walking around it. And as I try to walk around it as well, they said, "No, Mr. Droll, this is for you because you were the plus 35 world champion." So obviously high hopes. They had a bit of dry ice as well as I entered the arena, which was really cool. So obviously I was feeling really, really good about it. And I was eliminated from that tournament within about 35 minutes.
Oh, how many games did you play?
We played four.
In 35 minutes?
The most, yeah, and I think it might have been an hour and 35.
Okay, that's a big
difference. I think four was about the most points that were scored on my end, man. But it is, I will say, Jan Poppy has done an awesome job. The courts are great, Poppy. And it is super, super hot there. So, but in Bali, nonetheless.
Yeah. I remember I vowed when we played that game with you, me, Vish, and Tiak, who's over there. Have you bumped into her since you've been there?
I sure did. Yeah. I absolutely sure have. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Far out, man. It was too hot for me. I vowed I would never come and play in this tournament, and I'm so glad I'm not playing this tournament because it was so unbearably hot.
It is absolutely ridiculous, but I must pause you because it is always my pleasure, Sir Adam Hall, to introduce you as El Capitan, the CEO, founder, czar, lord of the mortgage broking world? Is that fair to say? The Gold Coast mortgage brokers, it is our captain, Adam Hall.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
First question. You had one kid.
Yes, our beautiful
lovely
boy.
Nephew. Yeah, well, we're talking about Caleb now. And yes. Now it's double the trouble. Talk to us about it, man. You're like 2 weeks in, right, bro?
Literally 2 weeks in with two kids. And it's equal parts awesome and daunting to think of the journey ahead. Because two boys is going to be hectic. Caleb, he's 2.5. He's, he's just full of energy at the moment and good energy at that. But, having two boys, wow, there's a lot to look forward to. We did speak early in the week about the fact that I had a little tumble on the electric bike that I was riding, and I had Caleb in front of me on the same bike, and we went completely over the handlebars and took a visit
Scary.
To the emergency department. Fortunately, Caleb was totally okay. He was wearing a helmet. Big lesson there was, make sure he was wearing the helmet, because the helmet's now got a huge crack through the front of it because that's where the contact was. But fortunately, he came off really unscathed. And now we've got two discharge letters proudly displayed on the fridge for my lovely wife, Jess, to remind her of 3 days after she gave birth. We were back in hospital to do some checking.
That is awesome. blood alcohol level during the crash, would you say?
Nah, it was a Monday. It was a Monday.
No. I still need to ask.
Nothing in the system. Bloody the lip of a path. Gold Coast City Council have got a strongly worded letter coming to them from my lawyer.
Now, have you already tried to look at your bike and figure out how you're going to fit two boys on it with you while you drive in the future, or is that impossible?
Nothing's impossible, Colin.
Okay.
I like the idea of having one of those like little trailers. Have you seen those like trailers that some
you
parents connect
the
to the
back?
Bike?
Yeah, that would be cool. I could do that with Moose.
Yes, you could. Oh. You could. Even a sidecar would be pretty rad, actually, now that I think about
it. Yeah, those I've actually looked into it. It's tough. They're expensive.
Yeah, okay.
And they're tough to get. Now, Ty, have you ever heard of the term father-son rule?
The father-son rule?
I could be incorrect, but in AFL, Adam, what is that rule?
So it's a really nice rule, but basically if your father played 100 games at a football club, then that football club, if you're good enough as the son, showing enough promise, enough talent to get drafted, then they have a priority to pick you over all the other teams. So a draft, obviously, you could get picked by any team. But when it's the father-son rule in play, because your father played 100 games at that club, they have a priority to pick you. So
that's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, hey.
Because if, say, your son is the number one prospect and this team is the best team, so they'd be the last pick, they get priority on the number one prospect of the son.
Correct.
So where I'm going with this, is this Caleb and Leo going to be going to Bond University AFL? Surely you got 100 games.
Can we talk about the 100 games? I mean, I know this is a pickleball podcast and I'm so excited to talk pickleball, but just for a second, can Adam, And this will be a first for you. Can you just grace us with, you know, your all of your accolades? And if we need to edit this out, we can. And this might be the next 2 hours and 15 minutes, guys. But for me, it's worth it. So why don't you just start from the beginning, mate?
Any trophy that you ever got.
I haven't even played 50 games at Bond.
Oh, but you used to go.
But I got two Rockies. Premierships. Oh, got two premierships in right. under 50 games. That's pretty red hot, isn't it? Actually, now that I say it out loud. if you're also asking, Ty, I was once in a team which included Buddy Franklin, probably the best goal player scorer. Of I wouldn't say best our player. Generation.
He's up there. He's a Hall of Famer.
I shouldn't say was once in a team. He was in my team. Buddy Franklin was in my team.
He's lucky that he had you.
So is he like the Sarah Burr of footy or something? Or
yeah, yep, and then okay. some, and
I
then
need
some.
To put
actually,
it so I can understand.
I'm thinking like the Kyle Yates. He's the Kyle Yates.
Oh,
yeah, the Bud. Once upon a time, big Kurt Tippett was talking about introducing him to pickleball, and it just hasn't happened. And Tippo hasn't come back since his hip either. Kurt Tippett,
that's
of course,
true.
Former Adelaide Crow, my team, and then he went on to the Swans, and now he's back living on the Gold Coast. We have to get him back out of the
Gold
Coast.
He was handy. He was handy. Well, he can use that length. He could pretty much, with that yoga background and AFL background, he could touch the net without being in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And just to do a real slight pivot to talk about, fucking pickleball, you had mentioned Kyle Yates. I haven't met him, but I think you guys know him pretty well.
I feel like we do.
And I'm sad I haven't met him yet, but what's the go?
Well, mate, believe it or not, we got a message from Kyle himself to have a hit. And naively, I thought, he doesn't actually think we're any good, does he? But he knew that we're just out there having a laugh. So him and Shelby Bates, who also flew over from the States to participate in MLP, they hit us up and we obviously accepted, and we went down to Crumlin Courts and we played a couple of games where we mixed it up, all partners. First partnership, I went with Kyle, and then second partnership, I went with Shelby, and then the third one, it was me and Colin versus those two. And mate, we were up. We played best of 15, by the way, in the last game. We were up 12-4, I think, or 12-5, and I didn't think that we were going to win. But then the other side of me was like, how can we not win? We only have to score 3 freaking points. But we had so much bloody fun, didn't we, Colin?
Yeah, that was the highlight of my pickle career. They're
so down to earth.
They're down to earth. They had a couple beers with us. They definitely didn't play their hardest in the beginning.
Until it mattered.
Until maybe Adam started talking a bit of smack. And then next thing you know, the intensity got up. But I got a dirty little Ernie on Shelby to finish one of the games.
Dude, but she got me
there you go.
Fucking
hey,
nasty.
Hey, whoa, Lindsay's listening, mate.
She knows what that means. We're safe here.
But how do you think we actually went, Colin?
Well, you were lobbing, which I've never seen you do so often and so effectively. Like, you're going back left corner over Shelby majority of the times. And then Kyle's always gets there. But when he would then turn around and smack it right over the line where you'd have plenty of court to choose from.
I was just scared. I was like, I'm out of options here.
We were playing paddle.
Well, I was like, I'm not going to speed it up at Kyle. I don't even want to go to cross court to Shelby, so fuck it. I'm going over them. And I went over them like 4 or 5 times, and it just put them all the way back, didn't it?
Yeah.
And it actually gave me confidence that the great Mike Newell was on the sidelines.
Oh,
it was
funny
because Mike called me when we were going to the game, and I just said, you got any last words of advice? And he's like, what are you talking about? I said, me and Colin are going to play Kyle and Shelby. And he's like, I just dropped off my brother at the airport, I'll come watch. And sure enough, he came watch, and you brought a buddy along. So we had a little support crew. It was actually, mate, it was one of the just most serendipitous, you might need to look that up, serendipitous moments of our lives, I think.
Hang on, we're just looking up what that means.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to spell it on Google.
But you also took them paddleboarding?
You started
really befriending them.
I know. I gave them some recommendations where to go in Byron, because that's always like whenever I have mates that come over from the States and they visit me, Byron's a quick, easy getaway.
We need to post your extensive list.
Massive. Oh, wait till you see my Sydney list.
You've got one of the best, like, must-do lists for Byron. We've got to have to post it.
All right. That'll be, and everyone could share that to friends. So, anyways, they went down there. Then when they came back, we had a Corumban paddleboard session with the moose came out and let them float around. And, had a lot of fun at the beach. And we just tried to localize them. And as an American, I know coming into this country, not knowing anyone, don't have transportation, it's nice that someone can, help you out and show you local areas that you normally wouldn't see.
I love that. Hey, Ty, mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing to do when you're in Bali? Like food, drink, beach? Like what do you do? Just give us a little insight.
My favorite thing to do? Well, right now it's playing paddle. It is definitely my
Byron.
Favorite thing to do.
In Byron Bay. We're talking about Byron.
Sorry, I thought you said Bali.
Nah.
Bali. Playing golf.
Okay. Where do you play golf down there?
For sure. Yeah, there's the Bali Golf. shit. Byron Bay. Sorry. The Byron Bay Golf Club. There's actually two down there. There's another one called Tevin, which isn't too far away.
That's a town.
And Ocean Shores.
Mm. Yeah. I've always been a big fan of Bay Leaf. For breakfast, if anyone's asking, the bakery.
Have you been to Masan, the bakery? Masan.
No.
It's in the Stone and Wood area, industrial area. You know who put me onto it? Shawnee Collins. It's amazing.
I thought I took you there.
Yeah, but he put you onto it. Then you put us onto it. So I'm just going to the first source.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Join okay.
Well, you claiming
okay.
it.
Yeah, you're the one that said I got a text from Sean, and he recommends we go here. And then we went there, and we both agree it was amazing.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
What about you? What's your...
My go-to?
Yeah.
You got to do the lighthouse, obviously.
Yeah.
That's kind of, everyone wants the photo. And it's whale season. You get to see the whales as well. That was pretty cool. But if it's just the boys... You might see me standing on some tables at Cheeky Monkeys.
Ooh, hello.
Doing some disco dancing. Yeah,
that is one of the darkest nightclubs I've ever been in.
Yeah.
In the daytime, you can't even see inside that joint.
Don't ever sit on those tables because so many feet have been pounded and danced on those things.
What about you, Adam?
Like I said, Bay Leaf is a really good place for like brekkie and coffee, but I love Treehouse.
Yeah, but I like how... Treehouse?
I took my friends there. Yeah, that place is great.
It's near Shawnee's like beachfront mansion.
They've redone the furniture a bit. It used to be all scatterplot of just like stuff from Vinny's. They still have a bit of that, but now they actually have matching tables and chairs. Yeah, I guess they're making some money. It gives me some Bali vibes there. Yeah. It's all trees.
There's always a DJ.
DJ,
cool.
Yeah. Pizza was really good.
Who wants to tell our fabulous... friends, fans, and followers about Slam Jam 2024. I think Colin Kugler, you should do it.
I mean, I'm pretty excited about it. We are back finally. Happy to announce it. There was some back and forth with the venue. We have been blacklisted from Corumban.
Let's talk about the reasons why.
Yeah, let's really shove it up.
Should we get into that? Because
we'll be back in an hour and a half if you want to edit this part out with a list of violations.
Yeah, apparently people don't like it when other people provide free alcohol. To people who paid to be at a tournament.
Yeah.
Nothing happened negatively. No one. Got a DUI, anything. It was all managed well. But some people want their cut of the share. And
I feel like it was well, fun police.
But also, don't most pickleball tournaments have keg stand competitions as well? Like, when did this not become okay?
I will say.
That's sarcasm.
Yeah, that's
you know they don't. There's only one tournament, boys. There's only one tournament is the best goddamn tournament in Australia, and that's Slam Jam.
That is Slam Jam. I have a reliable source, though, at last Slam Jam. This reliable source said that Ty went into the Corumban bar and invited random bar people who are looking to enjoy to come across the street.
Patrons.
Patrons saying, why are you paying money at this bar when you could just walk across the street and get free alcohol?
And we probably had a meeting the next day. We're like, listen, man, we really got to control this. Who comes in drinking?
And then they're like, who has their RSA?
Wedding
day.
It was your wedding.
Yes.
I came back with a suit on.
Yeah.
Hammered.
Oh, man. I've had...
Good on ya.
I've had now two separate slam jams, rudely interrupted life by my life. One...
You did it to yourself.
No, I said life, not wife either. But the last one was the wife. Getting married one time, and then Caleb was born, you know, a couple of days before. Actually, the Saturday morning of. It was the Saturday morning of slam jam that he was born, and ended up making it on the Sunday, I think.
Yeah,
it was.
You did come the next day. Well, that's enough about last slam jams. Let's talk about this one coming up.
Let's talk
up.
About the categories. What do we got? Mm-hmm. We're going to have mixed doubles. We're going to have gender doubles. They're our
staple.
Locked and loaded. We don't do singles. There'll be different age groups as well as open division.
Yep.
Mikey Newell, amigo number 4, he's going to be all over it as TD, aka the tournament director. He's organizing how the registration process will go. And we're actually looking to steer away from pickleball brackets and embrace the new Swish app, boys. So can't register just right now.
But hopefully by the time we have this podcast up, you'll be able to find the link in our bio.
Yeah, so make sure you keep an eye out. Have a look in our bio right now because it may very well be live, but you will certainly be the first to know on all our social channels, Facebook, Instagram, and email list. Ty, you're all over that email list.
Yeah, but we also have, we have the Facebook group as well, not just our page. There's a group called Slam Jam.
And we haven't even told them about the new division that we're going to actually include this year.
Special event.
Because we are at KDV and that beautiful ground has a few paddle options. We got tennis courts. We got pickleball courts. We have paddle courts. We are going to introduce the first ever paddle triathlon.
Oh, baby.
This is going to be an event. Now, it is going to be first come, first all. I think we're going to max
out. There's limited spots.
Limited spots.
I think we're capping it out at 48. And I think half the
teams,
field.
48 players, yep.
Half the field is going to be invitation. So it's very limited at that point. But, yeah, you're right, Colin. It's going to be a very special event in capturing three different racket sports.
Yes.
That's going to be so much fun.
That's going to be awesome. And it's going to be on the night that we're going to have our players.
Saturday night,
December 7th. It'll be our players party night. So we'll be having a bit of drinks at the paddle area.
A bit of drinks?
Yeah.
Is that what you call 3 hours of unlimited drinks? A bit.
We'll see how we go. Now, the big decision a lot of people are going to have to determine if they want to play in the paddle triathlon is while that event is going, we're also going to be having a beer pong event. And you can't do both. You have to pick one or the other. So
Will you be?
I'll be at beer pong because I actually have a chance for that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think you'd probably be like the Armand Bhatia of
beer pong.
Of beer pong, I'd say. Oh my God, I can't believe okay, guys, yesterday at Bali Sanur, Armand came up and tapped me on the shoulder. I turned around and said, oh, hey, Armand. And he was talking to some guys. He goes, hey, I heard you were playing paddle now. And I said, yeah. So here I go. I'm stoked because there might be something that with a paddle that I could even be in the same breath as him. He goes, Ty, I really want to play. Let's play. And I said, yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll play. Because, of course, the courts that I'm at are 40 minutes away. And he goes, there's a court right behind us. We should go play. So now I'm obviously getting a little bit nervous. And then he says, yeah, I brought India's national team here with me. I'm like, paddle?
The pickle or
and he's like,
oh, sorry.
Paddle. He brought some paddle guys. And I was like, yeah, I don't know, Armand. I kind of went into my shell. Actually, I told him we would play, but there was no way I would play with him. I was feeling very confident about my paddle game, but he would just destroy. Anyway, that was my story. That story had a beginning and a middle.
That story had a beginning and a middle. That's it.
Yeah, yeah, well, that was it.
But no,
that
you was made it. Me but use me... my new fancy buttons.
Okay, that was what I was going to say.
That button
I
was
mean,
perfect
did
for
I
that
do
story.
It because of that? But Adam just got a new toy, and I feel like before I even started that story, you were like,
"Oh, his finger was hovering over it."
I'm using a button.
I was kind of like halfway through. I'm like, "He's telling us the same information. He's already told us. I don't think he's got an ending here, Colin." No. And I was like,
"I didn't.
Am I going to be pressing this button?" Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, cool, man. I was just surprised. I was thinking it was going to be Aman tapped me on the shoulder and just like pumped you up big time. You're that guy from the podcast. You're a celebrity, rah rah. But he just wanted to play power with you.
Has that happened to you? I mean, you're a commentator now on the MLP.
Yeah, no, it hasn't happened to me.
I mean, we had Kyle and Shelby ask us to play pickle. I mean, it's just
they did ask us. We can show the DM. We can actually screenshot it and post it. People don't believe us.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a different vibe.
Different vibe. We actually
when you're invited. Yeah, when you're invited like, instead of asking, yeah.
And
I feel like a chick, you know?
Because,
you know, wanted versus wanting.
Now, Ty, what is the vibe at the World Championships right now? I mean, obviously I'm not there. Vish isn't there. Go ahead.
I will certainly tell you that when people see me, they say, "Hey, where's your buddy, the big American guy?" They literally say that.
I mean,
by anyone who kind of knows me, and you know where they kind of don't know your name, but they like, "Where's your buddy? Like, you two are always together." So there's been that happening.
You missed.
I signed a lot of kids' T-shirts last time I was there. Like, they asked for my signature, and I think my Instagram count went up by like 23 followers.
Yeah, and. Yeah, and what divisions were you dominating last year?
Intermediate, advance. I love that.
Are you sure there was an advance on the end?
I think it was just too long. Maybe it was intermediate A, but it stood for advance. Or was it division A?
Division A of intermediate.
I got to say that the talent is unbelievable.
Year on year, it's getting better and better.
If I was Gordon, I would say it was sensational.
Yeah,
it just seems like when we first played in that event 2 years ago, there was teams that, you know, you'd play and just by the warm up, you'd know they were a walkthrough. Hmm. It just feels like everybody is damn talented now. Like, and the game is fast. These like, especially the South East Asian teams, you would think they'd be like kind of into thinking, but they are just like these vicious warriors who absolutely want to murder the ball. I mean, some of the serves they were hitting were just big, man. Like I said, it was too fast for me.
Seen any of those Gen 3s being played over there?
That's the new EULA.
The old, well, the Gen 3 is the old one.
The 2.99s?
I'm not sure.
I've got another soundbite for that. Remember when Colin said this?
Is his paddle unlaminated maybe? Adam has way too much time on his hands with a newborn child going deep in the archives of podcasts to find that.
Let me play that again.
Yeah,
I'll play it again. Hey, you said this on the Katie Hart episode when we were talking about how hard Aman Bhatia hits.
I'm glad it made an impact. Is his paddle unlaminated maybe? Unlimited.
Wow. Unlaminated.
Okay.
Delaminated, unlaminated. Bro, it's the same thing.
Listen, I want to know, and I think the viewers want to know, do I have a button or did I not make the button list?
I haven't found a soundbite for you just yet.
I
actually only pulled this out yesterday, and I went to bed at 1 a.m., boys.
Oh, wow.
Loading up what I had. Wow. So, yeah, anyway. Let's get back on topic. So yeah, Slam Jam, the tournament, it's going to be happening at KDV December 7th and 8th of December. We're going to have the same categories as we always do, but we're going to have that special event. We're going to have 3 hours of complimentary drinks. We're going to have beer pong tournament. We're going to have live music. It's going to be excellent. And Colin, you've got one more thing to do.
I just want to let everyone know I went deep into my college days scrapbook of drinks that I used to make, and we'll be bringing back some jungle juice. It'll be a big esky, a little bit of you'll find out, and it will get you going.
Wow, I think the hotel across the road might have some bookings coming their way because there's going to be a lot of drinking.
And we're working on a new logo, so merch will be coming out, some new t-shirts. And our boy Schwartz are working together
Sweaty Schwartz
on a new project. And D-Still, the brand that has always provided us the best glassware when it comes to our trophies, we are collaborating on a potential new style trophy for everybody.
New trophies? Jeez, we just give things away. We just give things away. Let's talk price point. We haven't really set one.
No, I don't think.
But I'm prepared to say, Colin.
$1,000 a person?
It will be under $100. Okay. This tournament will be under $100. Wow. Asterix, if you sign up for two events, is that going to tip people over $100?
Potentially, because we're also going to try to get California Tacos Catering on board to cater.
Damn, I like that.
So if that comes, that's including food for everyone, we will need to get a little bit higher with the price point.
But as far as the tournament goes, to have music while you play the tournament, to have 3 hours of free complimentary alcohol, an extra event, beer pong, like, it's still an absolute freaking bargain.
Absolutely.
So look forward to it, guys. And we're actually also looking at maybe doing a corporate event on the Friday, Colin. So if you're a business and you'd like to maybe put your staff into the world of pickleball because you know that you're addicted and you'd like to try to have some, you know, water cooler chat about the great game of pickleball, hit us up on our email or in our DMs. Our email is slamjamthepodcast@gmail.com. If you've got a business that you might want to be a part of the corporate event, we're actually going to be doing it on the Friday before the Slam Jam tournaments. That would be the 6th of December. We're just gaining some interest now before we confirm that it's going ahead. But yeah, put up your hand if you'd like to. Now, I want to get into people who. We hate the things that these people do. I don't know if you boys have got any people who's, but I've got four.
Oh, God.
I've got four.
I've got one.
Okay. I'll kick us off.
Okay.
I had three, but then Colin, he did something so rookie, Ty. So rookie. Actually, you've done something this rookie before, but he did it with two people instead of one. So, you know, obviously that one time you brought the dog walker to that tournament. Unfortunately, you know, like he just, you know, he had a few hits and he played okay. Colin brought literal first timers to the new Swish tournament that is happening over four consecutive Saturdays. He brought them down to the second week of that. And in your defense, and you can say it for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
It was a numbers thing, I believe.
Correct.
But let me just paint this picture for you all. We're all on the warm-up court. There's about 16 blokes out there ready to go. Colin's over on another court. And we're warming up, dinking, and we can hear Colin go, "So there's this thing called a double bounce rule." And we all just put our hands in our head and go, "Oh my God, they're that much of a beginner." So people who bring beginners to a tournament day, Colin Kugler.
Yeah, just in my defense, I lied to my friends. I did not tell them that it was intermediate. I said, "Do you guys want to play pickleball?" If they would have known everyone there was intermediate, they would have not came. So that's one lie. The reason
in my defense, I lied. That's just a man owning up right there.
And the reason in the chat, it said we need another team and we need one extra person to partner with someone. So I said, "All right, I can be that extra person." Even though they're calling me Mr. Hobbles right now with my knee, I will go and be that extra person. And then, you have a new team, my two mates. So it all worked out with the numbers. And that was the main reason. But then I was quite funny I was training them, and then when I went to go introduce them to everyone, I was like, oh yeah, this is their second time playing. And then both go, yeah, the first was just a second ago over there at that court.
Oh my God.
All right. Yeah, your heart, I knew your heart was in the right place. It was a numbers thing, but yeah, I don't think you should do that again.
No.
I'll go another one, Ty. We're seeing a lot of purpose-built indoor facilities, aren't we, boys?
Absolutely.
One of our contacts, Go Pickle, who we've done some promo work for, they've just recently opened up in Western Sydney, and they're actually having an official opening on the same day that we're doing our Slam Jam tournament, which is December 7th. So we're not going to be there for the grand opening. However, we do still intend on doing something and getting down there. But there's a number of indoor facilities, and what my people who is people who build a purpose-built indoor facility and then put temporary nets up. I can't stand it. I want you to cement that freaking post in and get a thick net cord. Don't give me that flimsy crap.
It's a lot coming from like the future ambassador for this court.
I told him. I told Shah he was going to get a mention. But it's not only his court. It's that Level Up Pickleball in Melbourne. They're on notice.
Okay.
You know the actually only ones. Have you seen that new one? Pickle Palace, I think it is in Melbourne. That looks really good, actually.
No.
Really?
Yeah, that looks really good.
But I will say, I've come across a potential site. If we can, with all the listeners' money,
out our pockets.
If everyone, we could do a GoFundMe. Have you ever been to Barbecue Bazaar in Burley?
Ooh, Colin, good idea.
That place is now up for sale.
Oh,
and it's got a hood, it's got a roof, it's got an outdoor section, indoor section, it's got like a little bar section. If all of our 232 listeners put in, I don't know, $10,
$40,000 each,
start somewhere, and then they reach out to their friends. Anyways, that I have my eyes on that site. So I've even put it forward to MLP. And they also are looking at that site, so
they're about to cut you out too.
yeah,
congrats.
But now that it's on record, we're good.
Checkmate, MLP.
Yeah, bro, that's a cracking site. Okay, so I got a people who
let us because
it happened yesterday. So you know when you're like in a tournament setting and. And, you know, you finish your round, and so you always go up to, like, your buddies or whatever, and you go, hey, how'd you go? Right? You know that thing, right? You kind of want to know what's going on in the tournament. And so, how'd you go? And they start by saying, well, we were 8-2 up. You know what I mean? And then eventually they say how they lost.
Yeah.
And then they say how they lost. It's kind of like, we already know the ending there. You're going to say, well, we were 8-2 up, and then we ended up 11-2 up. That's never the way it ends. You know what I mean? It's always that they came back. So if you, just start by saying, yeah, we lost. But can I tell you what happened? And I'm most likely to say, no, I'm out of here.
I support this one. It makes a lot of sense. I feel like I'm literally about to do
Thank
it.
Thank God, man, because I saw your finger moving because I can see only you on camera. I saw your finger moving. I go, dang, I'm going to get buzzed twice here.
I'm just seeing what I've got at my disposal. It was a late night. I forgot what I loaded
there's
up.
No, like, there's no like clapping or anyone that you got something at
I've got
feel.
Applause. There is applause.
You did deserve it, but
thank you.
Now that we're going around the table, I've thought about a people who.
Oh, good. On the fly, people who.
On the fly. So people who.
I'm going to put my finger on the applause.
Yeah. People who. You're in a game, right? You're two against two doubles, and, you know, you're maybe 7 points in. Say it's 7-5, whatever it is. And it's a tight game, you know, and you want to win. And then next thing you know, someone who's watching, a spectator, calls a foot fault. And I go, you're calling a foot foul? 10 points into this thing. Have you been doing it all game or are you just doing it now? So people who have been spectating and then decide to become a referee.
Can I add a layer to that? Like, has this recently happened, or is this?
It happened when we were playing Kyle and Shelby, and said, Mike says Mike foot Newell. Fault.
I yeah, said, oh, Mike
it was definitely a Mike Newell thing. Like, yeah. I appreciate yeah. it, but you got to tell me in the beginning you're going to be calling. Yeah, you're going to be referring.
I was going to be getting at like if that person was clearly on someone's side, i.e., boyfriend, girlfriend of your opponents, right? That's a freaking no-no.
That's a no-no. But he was a mutual spectator, now referee.
He would have liked to brown nose up to Kyle and Shelby. He's thinking, I'm going to put some clinics on. I'm going to make $10 per head. If I get 100 people, that's $1,000. Cha-ching.
And then the GoFundMe page for our new pickleball facility.
Well, I've got...
You got another, a couple more, yeah.
I got another people who. My next people who is... You know when people get a podium photo and they take their paddle up and they place their medal in front of their paddle?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm okay with that. Barely. I think it's still a bit, you know... You're a bit of a wanker if you do it. But I've noticed this trend where people will actually like push the paddle closer to the camera. Like, hey, look at this medal. Mm. And I'm just wondering how obscene it's going to get. Like, are we going to see someone push like the medal so far up that it actually just like is in perfect like landscape flatness? Like, I think it's a bit of me time. I'm not about it. Particularly if you're there if you've got a bronze. Oh, you don't like that one?
What about
my button's not working. Adam, I just think this is an issue of you not winning medals and just pure jealousy.
Oh, well, the last medal I wore was one silver. Actually, where's my bag? I always travel with it.
I know you do.
I'm surprised you don't wear it during the podcast.
That was your cue to pull out the hardware, mate.
All right, one more people who. People who... get two paddle sponsorships in the same calendar year. And this is personal. This is against you, Gordon Watson. He's gone from standout to hustle in the same year, boys. And Slam Jam, we can't even get a paddle sponsor. What the bloody hell is going on?
Jeez, he's a paddle flip-flopper, isn't he?
Yeah. Stand out. More like stand sell
up.
Out.
Whoa. You know my jingle. Stand up, stand out.
Oh, hang on, did Adam just clap himself? Wait, did Adam
I even got the drum himself? Roll.
Wait.
Oh,
Adam
wow.
just clapped himself.
That's a serious thing, though. Why don't we have a paddle sponsorship?
I don't know.
We have a restaurant sponsorship with California Tacos. We got a mortgage sponsorship. Yeah. We got an ECP pickleball sponsorship, but we don't have an actual paddle sponsorship.
True.
I thought we were friends with people too.
Slamjamthepodcast@gmail.com. Submit your best offer. Let's go. Let's get us. Like, otherwise we're just going to be freestyling. Don't make us actually do some R&D on the G spot.
You've heard my jingles. Just imagine the sponsorship. If we got that, what my jingle would be for that.
Agree, boys.
That is just a sentence I never thought would come out on a pickleball podcast.
All right, boys. Well, I think we've talked enough. Let's get into the PPA MLP recap.